Racing HQ is brought to you by TAB. Get a bonus bet up to $50 for second and third on selected races this weekend. Gamble responsibly.
Hello, everyone. This is your Sky Sports Radio weekly podcast looking towards Sydney racing at Rose Hill on the weekend. And Paul Joyce is going to look at the quaddy. Hello to you, Paul.
Yes, thanks, Andrew. Look, it's a tricky quaddy. Let's be up front here. There's some tough races in this one. We kick off with race six, a benchmark 78 over 1,200 metres. Good speed here, especially with Nickerbell. Loves to rip along in front. So that'll break this field right up. But can they catch Nickerbell? They didn't last start. So for the quaddy, we've got 12, 8, 10, 3 and 5. 12 on top, Montrachet. Lightly raced mare from Team Hawks. Lovely gate. She ran fourth in the Hawkesbury Guineas last prep behind Sambro Victorum, and then she resumed with a third behind Ballerina and Regiment. And she'll strip fitter for that. She'd only had the one trial, and she just mapped so well here in a fast-run race. So the 12 gets the nod just ahead of number 8, Liz Doonvarna. Now, this mare trialled super at Warwick Farm coming into this. She's 10 starts, 5 wins, 3 placings. On good tracks, her form's exceptional. And I just think she's ready to go here first up. So she goes in. Number 10, Deity, she's got to go in. She's had 5 starts on good tracks for 3 wins and a second. J-Mac takes the ride. She was just pipped by Nickerbell last start and gets a swing around at the weights against Nickerbell. I'm going to put Nickerbell in anyway, though, just because he'll be rolling along out in front, first leg of the quaddy. You don't want to be pulling his tail late, so we'll just throw him in. And number 5, Island Missile, the pick of the Snowdens first uppers here. And you could go either way, but I just thought Island Missile, with the trials that he's had, he's probably a little bit more wound up than Onslaught. So we're going 12, 8, 10, 3 and 5. Very tricky opening leg, but I think we've got enough covered there to get through it. Then we get to the second leg, the Country Classic 2,000 metre race, set weights for these country trained horses, and it's a big field and there's a stack of chances. I'm not sure which ones will really see out a strong 2,000. That's the query. So I've gone 5, 16, 6 and 3 for the quaddy, 5 on top for Zell. Not convinced he'll run 2,000. This is his first go at it, but he has been placed at Group 3 level over a mile back in his earlier part of his career. He's going well enough. He's had the 2 runs back. I'm tipping this has been his target, and if he gets the 2,000, I think he'll win the race, and he'll be a good price. So he's worth a gamble here, number 5, Bazell. To beat number 16, Rapture Miss, I'm confident she'll run out the 2,000. She was brave over 1,800 at the Kenzo last start. I think she's well weighted here for Matty Dale, Karen McAvoy. Number 6, The Beak, ran 3rd in this race last year. Gets in well after the claim for Rebecca Prest, and he'll put himself right on the speed from that soft gate. So he's a big chance at double-figure odds. And number 3, All's In. I actually backed this horse in this race last year, and he was a touch disappointing, but he's coming off a last start win at Newcastle in a benchmark 70. And one thing about this horse is he will run out a strong 2,000 metres. So it's 5, 16, 6 and 3 in a very open second leg of the quaddy. We then get to the third leg, a benchmark 78 over 1,500 metres. Again, good speed here with the likes of Black Sail drawn out and also Butter and Knight drawn closer to the inside. I've gone 6, 7, 3 and 14. 6 on top, Strome. Now, she'll get back and need a bit of luck, but her first up run was terrific in the Ballerina race at Rose Hill over 1,100. She couldn't keep up early. She was making good late ground. She ran the best sectionals of the race. So 1,500 second up on top of the ground's perfect for her, and she's double-figure odds. Number 7, Sure Sir, he'll start favourite. He's third up off a long break, just beaten by a wide gate, second up after an eye-catching return. I think he's ready. The market's well and truly found him, but he'll be very hard to beat. Number 3, Turnberry, there was no fluke with that first up winning a benchmark 78, despite going out well into double figures. We had something on him there, and I'm not going to throw him out of the quarter year, so he goes in. And number 14, Napoleon Solo, a 3-year-old colt for Team Snowden. Karen McAvoy rides on 53 kilos. And his recent form's rock solid, considering he ran second to Adana and then came from a long way back to win his maiden at Randwick last start. So we've got 6, 7, 3 and 14 in the third leg. Which brings us to the lucky last, the final leg of the quaddy. Again, good pace in this with the likes of Kanachi, Reflectivity drawn out, Poet's Advocate, the Cartoonist. I've gone 8, 12 and 4 for the quaddy, 8 on top Organza. She was terrific first up behind Schubert and Mapmaker. You'd argue she should have won the race. She got held up just at the top of the straight. By the time she got out, it was all over. She zoomed into third place. She's drawn perfectly. Number 12, Campari, lightly raced mare from this Kiwi stable. J-Mac takes the ride, so the Kiwi's teaming up here, and she powered to the line to win at Randwick last start, so she's got to go in. And I thought number 4, So You Win, for Chris Waller and Michael Walker. He is 2 from 2 second up this horse, and 4 of his 10 starts have been in stakes races. So he looks well-placed here in a benchmark 78. 8, 12 and 4, the last leg of the quaddy. Andrew, it's such a tough quaddy, we've gone over budget. $24 for 10% this week. And if there's any scratchings or major changes to the track conditions, tune in on Saturday morning just after 10 o'clock. I'll come back on for tips on all races and we'll update you on the final quaddy strategy. But for now, that's it. Thanks for having me on.
Understand. Paul Joyce, our podcast preview for Saturday racing at Rose Hill.